In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Christ is in our midst. In the Orthodox Church, as in the early Christian understanding and belief, death is not seen as natural. That death was the product of the fall. Mortality came as a result of the sin of the whole human race. The wages of sin is death. That God never meant for us to die. God wanted us to have eternal life in paradise with Him. But we did fall, and the rescue attempt of God we've been celebrating throughout this Christmas season, that the Word of God, the Word and Son of God, became flesh, took flesh in order to heal and restore our humanity, and even to take on our mortality, and to trample down death, to destroy death by His death, and to take our sins upon Himself and renew His creation, to make it possible for us to live again, that death would no longer be a dead end. That is the Christian faith. That is how Christians have always believed it. And that's how we understand it. And as somewhat of an evidence, perhaps, that death is not natural, that it's not normal, that in the life of Florence, Sophia was the name, saint's name she adapted when she came to the Orthodox Church. But when Florence has been suffering, and been challenged in her flesh, or she's been sort of dealing with death for a couple of years now or more, and the very fact of that struggle with suffering and death didn't seem natural at all. It reminds us that the death doesn't come easily and normal. If death was normal, we would just fall asleep like they do in movies, just say a word and then nod off and all would be taken care of. Death sometimes comes with great pain, of almost like as the pain it was in the giving birth of each of us, that there's a certain pain and struggle as we come towards death. And Sophia certainly had her share, more than her share, of that pain and suffering facing death and dealing with a slow process moving towards this day. I recently met a priest who had just the month before been at the funeral of his daughter-in-law. And that, to Catholic ears, that may sound strange that a priest has a daughter-in-law. But our priests, as candidates for ordination, a man makes a choice between a life of commitment to one marriage for life or to a celibate state of life for life. And so this was a married priest. In fact, whose son was a priest, and this is the daughter-in-law, was the wife of his son, that of this priest, a priest's wife, who we call a matushka in the church, or a presbytera. She, as a young woman, suffered terribly for 2 or 3 years with cancer, and it was a real battle again, in the sort of death pangs and pull of death and fighting for life. And the priest was saying that, you know, by the time it got to the funeral, and there had been the days before where a family member would stay at the bedside with her and keep vigil all, you know, and on shifts, take shifts of being at her bedside. He said at the day of the funeral, it was a relief. It was a sense of relief for her, of an unburdening, of finally that her pain, her suffering was over. And everyone was coming to the funeral to express their grief to the family, and the family was somewhat light-hearted and somewhat relieved and almost had a certain joy of the mercy for her passing. And perhaps there is some of that for the family today, that Florence was ready for rest and relief from her time. She was an extraordinary lady. She was a very private person, and a lot of our church members really didn't get to know her. Even when she was coming to church, she would kind of head off home quickly after But she was always a delight to visit, both in health and later on. She always kept a certain dry sense of humor, and we would always have even a little sarcasm. We'd have a little laugh together almost always, even at the very latter stages when she really was hurting. She would still find, we would find something to laugh about. And that, and she was usually, until the latter stages, always saying, "I'm fine, how are you, Father? I'm fine," you know. And of course she was not fine, but she was a great example of courage and of faith in the face of what she faced. And I'm sure she had her rough days and her days where it got to be too much, as any of us would. But indeed, she always had grace and graciousness for me when we were together in these latter times. So let us ask God to give her rest this day, that she would be numbered in the boat, that she would be placed in the bosom of Abraham and given rest with the just, with those who have fought the good fight, have finished the race, and have kept the faith. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.